Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You guys gotta put some respect on my gambling!
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time.
Yeah.
And let's welcome in Mark Willard in studio and Dan Dibley in Vegas.
Is that correct?
Oh, let's go, baby. Live in Vegas. Let's do this.
What's up, Dibbers? God. Yeah.
What's going on, guys? Life is good out here in Vegas. It's, what do you think, Grandy? It's about 79 degrees inside, and it's 109 outside. Hello,
let's
friends.
Go. Look at my man. I hear the whistles and balls.
Well, yeah. Whistles and balls. That's that'll be your fantasy team name
could
this year.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dan, the last time we had you on live from Vegas, it had a different sound, so I could get used to this.
It's early, and I am looking at multiple snack stands. I don't know if they call them that anymore, but I got beer to the left of me. I got liquor to the right of me. Here I am, stuck in the middle again.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Did you have any action on yesterday's Giant game? Because, man, Willard just came in, but they let one get away, and I just feel like Dibs, Willard, Steiny, that was a microcosm of their whole season offensively. You had to get that one. They tried to give it to you.
I mean, you tried to give it to them, and I look at the totality of the weekend, and not that you were lucky to get one because Friday night was fun, but yesterday you were dead on arrival until Luis Matos rescued you. And then, yeah, the 11th inning, things got a little bit squirrely, and what was it, two bloops and a misplay, and that's the ball game. But I hate the automatic runner for that very reason.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Also, look, this is so frustrating.
No, I get it. But I appreciate the honesty.
But it was all, if you look at it, take our fandom and the rivalry out of this, this is a great baseball series.
Oh, man.
You know, you had 2 1-run games. You had an extra inning game. Are there some little things that the Giants need to clean up? Yes. But if I'm going to go into the 10th inning, put up a zero with Joey Lucchese, and then put two runners on and have Devers hit a ball 106 to the wall, and then you lose in the 11th with them running out there with wet newspapers. How are we going to get so mad about that? If you want to be mad at something for the weekend, I'd like to get mad at the San Francisco Giants players for pointing at the fans.
Okay, now that's where
that
I was
coming.
That
was BS.
Yeah, you didn't like the players
that
talking
was
about
B
it.
To the
I
S.
was there Friday. I swear to you guys, Dibs, I'm at the snack bar, and I'm like, I missed something. The Giants got a hit. It was the Dodgers. I'm like, where am I? Wow. But you didn't like the players talking about it.
That's life. That's we love it when the Niner fans take over L.A. Just, that's West Coast sports number one. Number two, there's an Ohtani factor here. What is
incredible?
What do you want Giants fans to do? Control the internet? They bought the tickets. They came to the game. What do you want to do? Like, do not. You cannot. They are the eighth in attendance this year across baseball. The fans have been there. I love Logan Webb. I love Willie Adames.
Yes.
Do not talk about the fans and what they do with their dollars to come watch you play baseball. Don't do it. You want to talk about fans, it better be because someone got in a fight, someone said something inappropriate, or someone threw a ball on the field. Outside of that, you have, as a player, in my opinion, nothing to say about our behavior. Nothing. Inappropriate.
What do you think the Giants' record should have been in the last six games?
That's an interesting question. Last six games, so the homestand.
So they win 3-1 against Phillies. They scored two in the eighth. They won 4-3 against the Phillies. They scored three in the ninth on a Bailey
inside the park homer.
They lose 13-0.
They were down two. Yeah.
They win Friday, 8-7, hung on. One-run game Saturday, they lose. And then, like,
I mean,
these are the, like,
three and
this
three
is who they are.
Yes, 3-3 feels kind of about right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But your new toy, they intentionally walked Ramos to face your version, I'll just call him Bonds, of your new toy.
And he crushed the baseball.
But Willard, I wanted that to be the welcome to San Francisco moment, man.
And I
thought he hit a granny Saturday.
Yes.
But it didn't happen, and now you're six back. So are you concerned about Ralphie Devers moving forward with the bat?
Not even one hair on my body. Mm. Not even a little bit.
Dibs?
No, that's baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early, and like Mark said, I mean, what more do you want out of that at-bat? He absolutely smoked it, and I didn't know it was 106 off the bat, but that makes sense because that thing was hammered, and, you know, the center fielder's playing deep, and it's kind of hit right at him, and he goes back, and he makes the play, and that's the way that goes. I wonder why Casey Schmidt wasn't thinking about tagging up. Not that it would have mattered that much, but it's an extra 90 feet. He didn't even really go halfway. He just was kind of about 10 feet off the base wondering what to do. And if you're going to be that close to the bag, then just go ahead and tag up. And again, it's an extra 90 feet. I don't think that he eventually scores, but it puts you a wild pitch away. I think that, you know, to answer your question, Steiny, 3-3. That feels about right. You're going to have games where you come from behind, and you did it in a wild way at home with the walk-off inside the park home run. And, you know, you could have done it again yesterday, but you came up just short.
Yeah, I mean,
the tag-up thing, can we talk about that for a second? Because I think what Schmidt and Matt Williams are probably thinking, and I don't even know to what level Matt Williams it was calling for that. If the ball goes over Outman's hand and it pops off the wall and Casey is standing on second base when that happens, does he score?
He scores.
I think he scores. I'm with Diaz easily.
I don't. It short hops the wall.
And
grabs it, turns around, throws it in.
If that's
the mentality, then you should at least be halfway to third base.
Well,
he was 10 feet off of second base,
which is enough.
Completely pointless.
I totally disagree.
If you're looking to score on an over, if it goes over his head, and you're looking to score, then you're at least halfway to third.
Dibs, like how many bang, like by an inch plays are we talking about at home plate this year? How can you say 10 feet doesn't make a difference? It makes a huge difference.
Well, he's 10 feet off the base when he should be 45 feet off the base because if the guy catches it, then you have plenty of time to get back. I just was watching it thinking he's in no man's land. You're not tagging up and you're not a threat to really go ahead and score. And I thought that if it went over his head, unless the ball caroms perfectly to him, and by the way, we've seen caroms lately that don't go right to fielders. So I just thought that was a spot where you either tag up or you go halfway and you think about trying to score. Again, it ultimately didn't matter.
No, it didn't. Listen to this stat. Guru's been asking me about this one. How can the Giants get Devers and be 11-15, and the Red Sox are 17-9?
The Red Sox went on a huge winning streak.
No indictment on them.
It's baseball.
I know. That's the only thing you can say.
Like, it's just baseball. Like, I mean,
it's being cruel to the Giants.
The Giants won three World Series, and we nicknamed it a word that is awful. Like, this is baseball. Yeah. It's freaking painful. I told you this on the air, and I don't know if it was to you guys, maybe just to Dibs or whatever it was. Last week, a guy I used to work with in L.A. is a huge Dodger fan. Yeah. And he does, like, whatever. He does content for the Dodgers. And about a month ago, I saw him tweet something during a Dodger game. They'd lost maybe two games in a row, three games, something terrible.
I think I know where you're going.
And he tweeted, he goes, God, we just cannot get the big hit. And I replied to him. I go, is it hard to root for the Dodger offense? It's difficult. You know what I mean? And so my point is, even Dodger fans think that watching baseball players hit the ball is sometimes frustrating. Yeah, it's baseball.
Yeah.
It's
like, I get it, but Willard, I'm going to say this to you. And Steiny and I had a sparring match on this. I need you two to back me up, Dibs. Adames, I can't take away the 220 on the year. But Helen Keller can see he has been locked and loaded, and you would hope that continues once they get back at it. And I'm hoping that for Ramos, who's – this is a 60 at-bat, 62 at-bat, kind of like this ain't – there's five guys I can name that are kind of underachieving with the bat. And the whole thing is, if I can't blame Melvin, which I'm not, Pat Burrell, it's up to the Duke Devers. They got to turn it around. But don't tell me Adames doesn't give you hope that he's not coming out of it.
I mean, I would say not only do I have your back, but Steiny, you made me mad today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I was cruising around having a great day, and then I was listening to Steiny Goo, and I'm like, oh, now I've got to come get mad at him
when
I get to work.
Right before you get married.
Well, okay, so if you're going to dismiss 3 to 4 weeks of Adames by saying, no, I have to look at the whole year. He's batting 220.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then why? How are you allowed to say anything about Rafi Devers? You're not allowed to only look at the last month. You have to look at whole year.
I can look at the last month because Devers has been a Giant for a month.
That's a BS excuse.
That's no, BS.
It is.
Oh, you Willard.
If you're gonna
I thought you'd come in with something stronger than that.
3 to 4 weeks, then dismiss 3 to 4 weeks. By definition, that's not enough to count for you for anything.
The difference is Adames has stunk all year. And he's had three or four good weeks.
He hasn't stunk all year.
He's been terrible, Mark.
He's stunk until the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, that's my point.
That's not all year. That's a fourth or a third of the year.
Okay.
Mark. Is it not?
Mark, Adames has stunk.
I can't even believe you're digging in on this. You're so wrong. It's wild.
And you know what?
You're leaning into negativity is what you're doing.
You're leaning into
negativity.
Are you going to listen?
Of course.
So I'll take into consideration what Devers did the first half of the year.
Great.
Which was good.
Yeah.
He had 15 homers for the Red Sox.
I haven't heard Adames you say that yet. I've heard you say, boy, you're worried about Devers?
Let me ask you this.
Why would you be worried about Devers?
Why
would you be worried about a guy that's this accomplished?
I'm not worried about Devers. Who said I was worried about Devers?
You say it every day. You're trying to get other people to say it.
I'm not worried about Devers. But I want you to say, so Adames has 3 good weeks, and now we forget about 3 months. Adames is stunk this year.
That's not what
I said.
Come
on, Mark.
That's not what I said.
Mark, he's hitting 220. Just say he's been bad. Mark, say Adames has been lousy.
I'm not going to do what you want me to do.
Well, and I'm not going to say he's had a great year.
I'm going to rewind and not let you put words in my mouth because I never said Adames was great.
No, he's terrible.
I'm pointing at you. We're not talking about Willie Adames.
Okay.
I'm talking about Matt Steinmetz.
Okay.
Why does the month of July matter for Devers but not Adames? Why? It's leaning into negativity.
So what?
So what?
I'm not going to sit here and praise Willie Adames, the big signing in the offseason, for hitting 220, and he gets hot for 2 weeks and goes from 200 to 220.
They do that for Devers, too. The last 3 weeks doesn't count. It doesn't count because Matt Steinmetz doesn't want to look at July.
Mark.
July doesn't matter.
Mark, I'm looking at the whole year, and Adames has stung.
Then do it for Devers, too.
I am, and Devers is better. Devers has 17 homers.
Okay.
He's hitting 260.
I haven't heard Matt Steinmetz say these things.
I'm saying it right now.
I don't care what Devers.
You pinned me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what Devers did for the Red Sox. Who cares?
But it matters.
Mark, it matters. No, you're right. Adames is having a great year. You're listening. Once again, I didn't say that. No,
I didn't say that. We're not talking about Willie. We're talking about you. Do your league or you're good at it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Hey, I don't want to like try and get between you guys, but I just saw Earl Watson walk by.
Earl.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's former Bruin.
That's super random.
That is right. I think you did what this, you know. Yeah. You know,
that's what Summer League is like, though.
That's totally what Summer League is all about. And the other game, Grandy and I are kind of
don't do that.
You see people walk by with jerseys, and I've seen Carmelo Anthony. I saw somebody had a Zydrunas Ilgauskas on, and that's the beauty of
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Summer League, you get some of these jerseys of players that you totally even forgot about.
Look at
this. Anyway, back to the fight. This is great.
I was just trying to get Steiny to talk during the crossover once in a while.
That's but it all. Worked. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, you're right, Adamus.
Again, I didn't say
that. No, you're right.
Wait, Steiny, I didn't say
it.
No,
you brought up something about Devers. That I haven't even been talking about Devers. Guru's worried about Devers.
Steiny,
I'm not worried about Devers.
He's saying you're
Devers
cooking the books for your argument, Steiny.
Huh?
You're cooking the books for the argument.
What argument?
If you're going to tell me Adamus is stuck all season, then judge Devers on what he did all season, which was part of Boston.
Thank you.
So he hasn't stunk all.
That's right. Devers has not stunk all season. Adamus has stunk all season.
Well, the last month he has.
The last 3 weeks, Grady's hitting 268.
Seriously. Has Jung-Hoo Lee stunk all season?
Yes, he has.
So actually, in April, he was an all-star. And in July, his numbers would suggest, again, he's an all-star.
And this is
in May and June, he's absolutely a waste of a uniform. So again, my point is, I don't think you can say anyone's been anything all season. That's not baseball.
Yes, it is baseball,
Mark. You gotta ride.
Baseball is 100, like, he's bringing up Ramos, 60 at-bats. Like, that's a so what to me. Guys go through slumps. Adamus has not hit in 18 of 20 weeks this year, 15 of 18.
Yeah.
And he's been terrible in the field.
Not the last three or four weeks.
All right.
So, I mean, like, do you just want to act like that? Like, we're not allowed to talk about the last 3 to 4 weeks?
You can't manage to tell me Adamus is having a bad year.
You literally have a drop on this station that says I'm a man of nuance. Yeah. And you won't do it here. You won't, like, allow that something is evolving. A guy changes teams, gets $180 million, feels the weight of the world on his shoulders, has a new ballpark. Maybe, and I think Goo is saying this, maybe something finally clicked.
Maybe.
Maybe
stunk up until now.
Nobody's arguing that.
Okay. That's all I said.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. You have wildly dismissed him all day.
Tell me what you think of Adamus's year's been like. Give me an adjective.
Disappointing.
Okay.
Disappointing.
And I think it's been lousy.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
That's fine.
That has nothing to do with what anyone has said here today. Right. Guru is trying to point out that something might be up, and you're you're dismissing him.
Right,
you're dismissing him.
Are you actually one of these baseball fans that think if you play, if you get hot for 3 weeks, it's going to last three months?
No, I'm not. Okay. I don't think anything.
I'm not either.
I'm here to wait and see what's going to happen next.
Right,
and I'm going to act like what
good's going to happen.
None of us do.
But we know what happened for 97 games.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You're ignoring the last 25 of them.
I'm not ignoring the last 25.
You are focusing on the first 60.
He's had a great year.
And again, no one said that.
Look, Mark, if you think his last 3 weeks are more important than his first 3 months,
and no one said that either. No one said that.
Mark.
What I said, and I'll say it one last time so everyone can hear me in the back. What I'm saying is,
he's been great.
Guru's point today has been a valid one, and you have totally dismissed it. And
Don't tell me what I've dismissed. No, I haven't dismissed anything.
We're listening to you on the radio.
He might be hot. Adames might get hot. That doesn't change the fact that for 97 games, he's been piss poor.
Not for 97 games.
Okay. For 79 of 97 games.
I don't know why you can't hear what we're saying.
I don't know why you can't acknowledge that he's been terrible.
You asked for a word, and I said disappointing.
I should have known that was coming.
I mean, you asked for a word, and I gave it to you.
Well, I mean,
we'll go back to what we're actually talking about, which is Guru is pointing out an observation about the last 4 weeks. And you don't want to acknowledge that it means anything.
You're absolutely wrong.
That's what it sounds like. That's how he feels. He's sitting here looking at me, not me. He's talked to you for 4 hours.
And you
feels like his point's been dismissed.
That's you and him. I'm good. And you want to feel like 4 weeks is the whole first half of the
season. No, I want to feel like Guru's got a point.
We just want to hear you say, Adames for the last 30 days is turning it around.
That's my only point today. It's nothing to do with Willie.
I don't know that Willie Adames is turning it around.
My point today is that Guru's got a point. It had nothing to do with Willie.
Okay. The 220 you have,
but you can't say he ain't got hot. That's all. Stein.
Since June 1st, Adames is hitting 242.
Why is your bag on your shoulder at 207?
Because I'm going to leave soon.
Scared of Willard.
Not scared. It's just.
Put the bag down.
No, he's had a great year.
No one said that.
He's been a little disappointing.
No one said little.
He's been a little disappointing.
No one said little.
Okay. No, that's right. So since June 1st, he's hitting 242. Is that what you mean by getting hot?
But if I go to June 2nd or June 3rd, it'll be greater. That's all
that's
cooking the books.
That's a month and a half. Yeah,
the dude is hitting the ball to all fields, dibs. I saw it Friday night live.
Yeah.
No, we got the deal.
295 in July, which is 12 games, which is not nothing.
That's a whole season.
I got just one piece of bad news.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't Earl Watson.
Crap.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Sorry.
Just some guy?
Somebody who had Earl Watson-like ears. If you know Earl Watson, you remember the ears.
Yeah, I got you.
I got duped by the ears. Anyway, Willie Adames, hotter than me, because I'm apparently running cold here in Vegas.
Now, look at this. Stop. I got to ask you guys this before we get out of here. Do you pay Juwan Jennings or no?
I give him something.
You have to.
I give him something, but like, do you know what this
is? Debo's gone.
Do you remember?
Ayuk's in sick bay.
Do you remember when Raheem Mostert's agent requested a trade on Twitter? And it was like.
But he got, 40 cents more.
Yeah. But the Niners came in and gave him a couple bucks, and then he showed up. This is one of those, like, Juwan's not wrong.
No,
He's not wrong at all.
I just don't think you're that type of player to play this card.
I don't know. It's not about right or wrong. Two years ago, they gave him a contract, and now he has outperformed it 1 year into it. So just because you outperform your contract doesn't automatically mean that the team owes you a new contract.
Ooh.
Like, he signed a deal, and things worked out to where he had a better year than anybody thought. Ayuk got hurt. Debo underperformed. You had no McCaffrey. And so, he put up numbers, and you went 6-11. It doesn't automatically mean that you get to now knock on Jed's door and say, I want more money. Answer is you don't pay him anymore.
Mm.
You agreed to a contract. It was for 2 years. And, 1 year in, he's outperformed it. It doesn't mean that you have to now break him off.
So why does it work the other way? When it's the opposite is true. How come when they underperform, you can just void their contract and cut them?
because that's the way it works in professional football.
Yeah,
and
so that's
if
why,
we go back to Willie Adames, like if the Giants decide that they agree with Steiny that Willie Adames stinks, well, you've got him for six more years. So there's really nothing you can do about it other than hope he hits better. Football, the construct is different. So, yeah, he has the right to go and say, I want more money. And they also have the right to say, well, no. And if you don't play, then that's going to be that.
Yeah, he's got a truckload of leverage here. The Niners have no receivers
and
for week one.
That's what we said, man.
Got, like, I mean,
they have no receivers for their first four games. Then
well,
they should
with
be
Robinson.
Open.
We don't even know yet what the Robinson thing is.
I thought we got that. I thought it was four games.
No, I haven't heard that. He just
I thought it was four.
He just pleaded no contest like 3 days ago. Like, it wasn't even done legally until this week. I think everyone's expecting a two-gamer. I don't think it's done yet. But that's one situation. That's an interesting thing, Dibs, that you just said. Because to me, I completely support at least a player's ability to go rediscuss a contract because of what you just said.
But that, go public and say demand a trade is where I'm like, whoa.
He didn't go public. That's because they've been talking about it for 3 months.
It got out, Stoney. Yeah. That's public.
No, I do think he went public, but that's
no doubt went public.
It doesn't end up with Schefter like on accident. Somebody called Schefter and said, "Tweet this."
It doesn't necessarily need to be Ayuk's. I'm sorry. It doesn't necessarily need to be Jennings' agent or Jennings. It could be another agent that's heard. A friend of an agent could also do that.
So someone's agent other than Juwan's is saying that he's requesting a trade.
Because I think the Niners look bad.
So
in
someone
this.
Who's not representing him is speaking for him.
Do you think that other GMs in the NBA don't know what the Warriors are up to this offseason?
That's not the point.
Yes, it is.
Another agent would never request a trade for someone they're not.
My point is that if Schefter is talking to the general manager of another team and goes, what's going on in 49ers? And they go, they got problems with Jennings.
Nah, Stoney. That would be journalistic.
This coming out puts pressure on the Niners to me.
What are you talking about? You can't do that without sourcing it to the people who are actually.
He said it's source.
Yes, source. He's requesting a trade.
It's a source inside NFL football.
You're just in a mood today. I'm not going to do this. There's no way you could do that if Juwan or his agent didn't say this is our plan.
Let's just do a hypothetical here. Let's say. I call Travis Schlenk.
Okay.
He's in Washington.
Sure.
And I go, hey, tell me something that's going on with Kuminga. And he goes, nobody wants him. Like, just four teams have offered him stuff, but, you know, nobody wants him.
Okay.
That can be sourced.
Travis
Schlenk doesn't know what's going on with the whole league?
Hold on. In your hypothetical, the next thing you would do is that the Brian Windhorst would then tweet that Kuminga is requesting a trade. That's very different.
What do you mean?
He said in the story that Jennings either wants a new deal by next week or a trade.
Right.
You can't do that if the Jags GM said
it. Yes, you can. You absolutely can.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you.
Are you ready for me to do this?
I'm ready for
it. Who's the journalist? That is common practice, Mark.
Steiny.
Mark.
Go reread the story.
Mark.
Go reread the story.
Okay. So a GM... for the Milwaukee Bucks is not a league source to you.
Steiny, they're requesting a trade.
Right. What is that? That's just
the
business story.
The Lions GM
can't
do that.
The Lions GM can't do that. Assuming that it's Juwan Jennings.
I think the pressure is on the Niners. You need to read the report again.
You guys know how it works.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Dibber.
Yeah.
You don't think it could be a guy on another organization who knows what's going on because maybe the 49ers have even contacted him about a trade.
So they're now speaking for Juwan, who's requesting a trade next Wednesday.
That's how it works, Mark.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be listening, Dibs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.